Imagine standing on the peak of your wildest dream. Feel the wind whip through your hair, the panorama of achievement stretching beneath you. This is the power of visualization. Close your eyes, paint a vivid picture of your ultimate goal, whether it's building a thriving business, writing a best-selling novel, or mastering a new language. This becomes your North Star, the guiding light that illuminates every step of your ascent. But be warned, vague daydreams won't do. Make your vision specific, tangible, and you have an opportunity. Is it a bustling restaurant buzzing with happy customers? A published manuscript with your name on the cover? A conversation in fluent French that leaves natives impressed? The more detailed you add to your plans, the clearer your path becomes. Today, we're embarking on a new thrilling series of self-improvement, scaling the mighty peak of goal setting and achievement. Whether you're a seasoned summiter or a base camp newbie, this episode will equip you with the tools and strategies to conquer your personal Mount Everest. But before we begin this 1 of 10-part series, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Without further ado, let's begin our quest to the mountaintop. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Michael Antonio Aponte, also known as Mr. A, also known as M.A. Aponte. And today, in episode 1 of 10 of Self-Improvement of Your Personal Life, we are going to focus on goal setting and achievement. I have broken this episode up to 5 parts. So grab your pen and paper or pay close attention and let's begin. Part 1, defining your destination. Before setting off, we need a clear vision of our peak. Let's ditch the vague aspirations and embrace SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. These are the Sherpas that guide us through the fog of uncertainty. But before we break down SMART goal, we may not know where to even begin. Well, start with the end in mind. The power of visualization, kind of like the example I gave you earlier, is the desired outcome in working backwards to identify the steps needed to achieve it. Milestone mapping. Guide yourself through the process of creating a timeline, milestone that leads to the ultimate goal. Another way you can do this is map, where you put your goal in the center and you break off in branches for the steps so you can have a more visualization. Also, identify dependencies and prerequisites. Analyze the dependencies and prerequisites for each step, ensuring a clear and logical sequence for achieving the final goal. So, for example, after you do that map, or some people call it web, you are able to organize your thoughts after you have that visualization, and you have a more clear path of achieving that goal. Now, here's an example of a SMART goal in an educational setting. A SMART goal could look like this for a middle school student struggling with algebra. Specific. I will increase my average test score in algebra from 65% to 80% by the end of the semester. It's objective, not subjective. This leaves no room for mistranslation. Measurable. I will track my progress by recording my score on every quiz and test. Achievable. Aiming for a 15% increase is challenging but realistic with dedicated effort. Relevant. Improving my algebra skills will benefit my overall math comprehension and future academic success. Time bound. I will achieve this goal by the end of the semester, which gives me a clear time frame to work within. Here's how the student can break down their goal into achievable steps. Attend all algebra classes and activities and actively participate. Complete all homework assignments on time and thoroughly. Form a study group with classmates to review concepts and practice problems. Seek help from the teacher or tutor during office hours or extra help sessions. And finally, utilize online resources like Khan Academy or practice quizzes for further reinforcement of understanding. By defining a SMART goal and creating a concrete plan, the student can increase their motivation, track their progress, and ultimately achieve their desired outcome. But wait, there's more. Goals aren't just about reaching the top. They're about why we climb. It's the why. Are you driven by ambition, growth, or desire to leave your mark on the world? Align your goals with your values, and you'll find the fuel to keep pushing when the ascent gets tough. Part 2, breaking it down, the Sherpa Toolkit. Okay, Everest isn't conquered in one leap. We need a chunking strategy, breaking down that behemoth into manageable milestones. Imagine each milestone as a cozy camp, offering rest and a sense of progress. But sometimes even those camps need a makeover. That's where smarter goals come in. Take your milestones and refine them further, adding specific tasks, deadlines, and even resources like tools or support systems. Smarter goals is a concept that takes the popular SMART goal that I mentioned earlier and adds an extra layer of refinement and detail. It's essentially an expansion on the SMART principles, aiming to further increase the clarity, measurability, and effectiveness of your goals. Here's how smarter differs from SMART. Both emphasize clarity and basically specifics, but smarter encourages considering even more precise details. For example, instead of just improving writing skills, a smarter goal might specify write a 5-page essay with consistent, strong arguments and proper grammar by whatever date. Again, it's objective, not subjective. If there's 5-page essays in front of you within a specific date, it's clearly there. There's no room for misinterpretation. Measurable. Both emphasize tracking progress, but smarter goals go beyond simple numbers. For example, instead of get healthier, a smarter goal might say track daily fruit and vegetable intake and increase servings by 2 per day. Achievable. Both emphasize realistic goals, but smarter encourages breaking down goals into smaller, more manageable steps. For example, instead of learn Spanish, a smarter goal might be complete 3 Spanish lessons per week with 80% accuracy on vocabulary quizzes. Relevant. Both emphasize importance to your values, but smarter encourages considering potential roadblocks in aligning with resources. For example, instead of run a marathon, a smarter goal might be train for and complete a local 5K race within 3 months using a structured training program and supportive running group. T, time bound. Both emphasize deadlines, but smarter encourages setting intermediate milestones within the deadline. For example, instead of get promoted in a year, a smarter goal might be deliver 3 successful project presentations by whatever date and exceed performance expectations in quarterly reviews. E, extra. This is the ER edition in smarter and represents an extra layer of something specific and focused. This could involve further refining the goal, setting rewards for milestones, or identifying specific accountability mechanisms. Overall, smarter goals provide a more detailed and refined framework for setting effective goals, increasing your chances of success and motivation throughout the process. Remember, adapting the smarter principles to your unique needs and context is key for creating highly personalized and achievable goals. Also, the more detailed your plan, the smoother your climb. Part 3. Anticipating avalanches, overcoming obstacles. The ascent isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Expect avalanches of challenges, like unexpected setbacks or dwindling motivation. But fear not. We have resilience in our backpacks. Anticipate these obstacles and pre-plan your strategies for tackling them head-on. Remember, resilience isn't just about bouncing back. It's about learning and adapting. Embrace resourcefulness, whether it's seeking support, tweaking your plan, or simply taking a mental breather. Part 4. Reverse engineering success, conquering from the top down. What if we could see the peak before we even start the climb? That's the power of reverse engineering. Imagine your ultimate goal, then work backwards, mapping out the milestones and prerequisites that lead you there. And I know I mentioned this earlier in part 1, but I want to elaborate a little. Think of it as building a ladder to your Everest. Each rung is a step. Each milestone, a platform that brings you closer to your dream. This visual roadmap provides clarity and keeps you motivated even when the climb feels endless. Part 5. Scaling together, sharing the journey. No summit is conquered alone. Surround yourself with fellow adventurers, whether it's a supportive network, a mentor, or even a community like ours. Share your goals, celebrate milestones, and learn from each other's experiences. Remember, goal setting isn't a solo sprint. It's a collaborative journey. Sharing the path makes it not only enjoyable, but also more likely to reach the top. So, are you ready to conquer your Everest? Take the tools and strategies we discussed today, tailor them to your unique path, and start your ascent. Remember, the view from the top is breathtaking, but the journey itself is where the true growth and satisfaction lie. Share your goals and challenges in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and conquer our Mount Everest together. And don't forget, let's also build a critical thinking society together.